Reformed Church.
Kind of some things that I was praying on Wednesday, and, you know, about, you know, not wanting to miss God's call on your life and you know, God having a plan for us and having a call on all of our lives and fulfilling that and all that stuff. And, you know, I did say even on Wednesday that, you know, if you are actually learning Jesus, like for real, if that's something that is not just a desire of yours, but it's something that you're doing, you will fulfill the call of God on your life to the extent that you know Jesus, because the call of God in your life ultimately is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And there's various different offices and positions that you may be exhibiting Christ in, but the true purpose of God for you isn't the position or the title. Because then when Jesus came back, he's going to burn all that stuff up, and you won't have a title like that anymore. You won't have a title of pastor or teacher or administrator or usher or sound man. You won't have those titles anymore, but you will have the image of Jesus. And so the purpose of God to work through you, of course, your own personal purpose is really just to get to know Jesus. But God's purpose through you is to conform you to the image of his Son. And he'll give you different opportunities and platforms and things to be able to express that. But that's all that it is. It is the image of Jesus. And I say that's all that it is, not because it's, you know, somehow to belittle it. But I say that's all that it is because sometimes people think, oh, the call of God in my life is to one day be a pastor of a church of X amount of people. And you know what? That's not really a great definition of God's purpose through you. That is just the office in which you're going to express Jesus. But you don't need a title to be fulfilling your purpose. You don't need anyone to give you any position, any platform to fulfill your purpose that God has for your life. I've given the example of Stephen numerous times, but I just love Stephen's example in the book of Acts because of the fact that his title was basically lunch lady, which I say humorously, but he was in charge of the meals. And that's not what most people would consider a glamorous position. And it just doesn't matter. He was doing miracles. You know, he was, God was working power through him, and he was a great preacher. And he's actually, you know, the Bible accounts for a sermon that he taught, and he wasn't an apostle. You know, so all that to say that God's purpose through you is to conform you to the image of Jesus. And granted, he does have different places he wants to bring that. He may put you in a certain platform, in a certain country, in a certain wherever, right? But that's just to express the same Jesus that you'd be expressing now if you just got to know Jesus now without a title. It's really the need. You know, I wrote something down a while ago, and it's true that as far as position is concerned, God will give you a position when you don't need the position, but you're just needed for the position. That's super important. God gives you position because you're needed for that position, not because you need the position. For as long as you still need a position to validate you, you shouldn't have a position. You know, if you're promoting yourself and trying to get after a position, you should not have a position, because people that are mature in Jesus are content with knowing him, which is our own purpose. That's our own purpose, is just to know Jesus, which will go on forever. And God's purpose through us is to express the image of his Son, to conform us to the image of his Son. That's what we've been destined for. People talk about destiny. Lord, what's my destiny? The Bible says you've been predestined, meaning destined beforehand, to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's Romans chapter 8. So it's very, very easy to know the call of God for your life. Look at the glorified Jesus. That's what he wants to conform you into, and you can do that anywhere, at any time. That does result in ministering to other people. That does result in miracles produced through you. That does result in works of power and manifestations and signs and wonders. It results in all that, but you don't need a title for any of it. If God gives you a title, it's because you're needed for that particular office, but that is so beside the point as far as the call of God on your life. It really is. Like I said, those things are temporary. Even when God gives you a position, he may not want you in that position after 5 years. He may want you in a different position. And just because you have a different position doesn't mean you've been demoted. It just means, you know what, God moved you because you're needed over here. But again, when you need a position to validate you, we get caught up in a position that we don't have, or if we're leaving a position and God's moving us somewhere, then, you know, it tears at you, because your identity is so wound up and sort of woven into that position, and that's not godly. That's not a godly way to perceive position and to perceive your purpose. Again, if your purpose was wrapped up in a position, a title, an office in the church, then you would be without purpose when Jesus came back, because there will be no church service. There will be no ministering in that sense, in the sense of preaching the gospel when Jesus comes back. So you would be without, he would take your purpose away. But you'll always have purpose, because you're always going to be in the image of Jesus, and you will always be personally knowing Jesus, just, of course, then everybody in full. So with all that said, if you are interested in the purpose that God has for your life, you want to see the works, the manifest works in your life, not necessarily the title, the works that God has for you, the good works that he has created you for, right? We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. No, good works does not mean just helping the old lady cross the street. It could include that, but good works, sometimes we only think of what the world calls good works, right? Like, again, helping the old lady cross the street, giving to the poor, which is important, right? We should love people and do good to everyone as we have opportunity, especially of the household of faith. But healing the sick is a good deed, right? I think it's Acts chapter 4 where Peter refers to healing the lame man as the good deed done to the lame man. I mean, like, good deeds can be done with power, right? We have a little bit more power than only being able to help the old lady cross the street, right? We have power where a good deed to someone who's blind is to give them their sight back, right? I mean, a good deed to somebody that's dead is to raise them up. That's how you do good deeds and meet needs, right? We can meet needs if the old lady needs help crossing the street, but we can also make the old lady young so she can cross the street herself, right? Like those are all good deeds. You can do good deeds with power, right? So as far as all of the works that God has for you, which start now, right? Not when you get a title. The good works of God start now. And why? Because we need to get to know Jesus now, and ministry will follow you if you know Jesus. Ministry does not mean being a pastor or a teacher. It includes that, but it is not defined by that. Ministry is you telling people about Jesus and giving them your knowledge and also giving them of your power, right? You have the knowledge of Jesus to give to people so they can receive power for themselves, and you have the power of God to share to give people a little boost when they need it, right? When you lay hands on the sick, that's giving them of your fruit. But if you just give people a piece of fruit, they can't bear fruit for themselves, right? But you can also give them the knowledge of Jesus, which is the seed. And if you give them seed, they'll bear fruit without ceasing, as Jeremiah 17 says, when they learn to trust the Lord for themselves. That's why prophecy, is called the most important gift, the most helpful, the most profitable gift. Because prophecy is speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaking the message to the Word of God to other people. And that's why it's called the most important gift, because you... If you have a gift of healing, which means God has put you in an office where you predominantly are used to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, which is a perfectly legitimate position within the church, or a gift of speaking in other tongues. And just, you know, gifting just means an office. That's what God is using you for predominantly in the church, right? Not that we can't all lay hands on the sick. It just may not be our office within the church to do that, right? Just like the same way that, you know, I can do video, but that's not my, I don't do video as an office, but I can do all those things, right? I have the ability. I just don't work video at church. But it's important to know those things, that that prophecy is called the most important gifting because it's giving seed to somebody so they can produce fruit for themselves. That's what really sustains people. If you have a gift of healing and you lay hands on the sick and see them recover, or you raise the dead, or you know, whatever it is, if you're a prayer minister, for instance, you're giving them fruit. You're not giving them seed, right? You're giving them of your fruit from seed that you planted in your heart. The Word of God in your mind is producing fruit, and you're giving them of your manifestation. You're not giving them their own manifestation, you know, right? So when you give them fruit, sure, you can heal them, but then if they go off and they get sick again, they don't know how to bear their own fruit yet. So that's why even if you lay hands on the sick and see them recover, it's important to know that, you know, you also need to, you know, give them the Word of God or also to direct them to somebody who is a preacher, who is a teacher, to train them and disciple them, because it's just important to do that, right? People don't just need your fruit. They need their own seed to be able to produce fruit, to be able to produce results, you know, themselves, which is super important. I didn't even share anything about what I was actually going to share, but all of that as far as position and the call of God on your life is important. I'll just read you the verse, and then I'll stop. pretty much with that, but I'll just read you the verse because if you were to read 2 Timothy 2:21, basically it just says that if any man purges himself, that means cleanses himself from these. And if you follow that back earlier in the chapter, he's talking about vain babblings. He's talking about unbelief and wrong preaching, wrong thinking, right? That's the context. He just warned Timothy about vain babblings and certain people that preach vain babblings, like worthless talk. And he says, if you cleanse your mind, it's when he says purge, he's talking about cleansing your mind of these things of wrong, not cleansing yourself of sin, cleansing yourself of wrong doctrine. He says, if you do that, you'll be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. The term meet for the master's use actually means easily used, like literally, it means easily used. So you'll be easily used by God when you cleanse yourself of these things. It's prepared unto every good work. And in short, the way that you actually, and maybe I'll mention this next week, but the way that you actually prepare yourself, make yourself ready and easy to be used by God is if you just separate yourself from wrong doctrine. That's talking about the renewal of your mind and just getting to know Jesus more. Start separating yourself from things that are really not according to Christ. And when you get the Word of God, it says that you'll be prepared for every good work. Think about that, and I just want to stop right here. Prepared for every good work. It says you'll be easily used by God and prepared for every good work. That word every is super important because you know what that means? That means that there is not a single thing, that God, a work, outward manifestation, that God has called you to that the Word of God is not preparation for, that the Word of God will not bring you into. Again, the Word of God and learning Jesus is such a simple thing that most people will pass that up. Most people do not take time to really meditate fervently on the Word of God and make that their number one priority in their life. I'm not saying that many people don't read their Bible or come to church, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making that your number one priority in life, to meditate day and night on these things and to really investigate what Jesus did for you. People pass it up because it's so simple, but this says that it's preparation for every good work. That means there's nothing that God has called you to that the Word of God will not prepare you for and bring you into. That's what the Bible says, that even Scripture is inspired by God. And it says that the man of God would be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Because what's the Scripture? It's the testimony of Jesus. Learning Jesus and what he's done for you, making that your number one priority, will cause you to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. You don't have to worry about that, but you do need to just get into Scripture, right, on one hand, and also just to get to know the Lord and just in general. It's so important, the knowledge of Jesus. It will prepare you for everything God's called you to. There's not a single work he's called you to that the Word of God is not preparation for.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.